There are a lot of obvious things that people miss. And you remember the famous story about a person who prayed to God to win the lotto so he would have fiscal independence. And on his deathbed, not having won the lotto, he complained to God until a voice from heaven said in reply, "Why did you not buy a ticket?" In other words, God cooperates with us, but does not take our place. He is necessary for everything, but he allows us to work with him in everything that he does. No parent can live in the place of a child. No child can live a parent's life. None of us can live our neighbor's or our friend's life, but we can also help. And to prove God's powerfulness, there was once a story that a devil showed up and challenged God and said, "I read in Genesis that you made man out of the dirt of the earth. I can do that too." And God says, "No, get your own dirt." In other words, God provides us all the tools and all the things that we need to work in this world. There are two priests in history that I want to give you an example. Both of them fought in World War I before they were priests, and having seen some of the violence and the horror of war, they could have become very bitter people. But both of them, one a Catholic, one a Protestant, decided to become a priest to save humanity by preaching peace, by preaching goodness, by preaching God's grace. And not only that, but the Belgian Catholic priest Georges Lemaître was the person who was a physicist. He got his PhD from MIT. He taught in Cambridge, and he developed the Big Bang Theory. The word Big Bang was actually pejorative. People laughed at him, thinking he was trying to find a proof for God instead of doing pure science. But his theories were proven true. Hubble, of the famous Hubble telescope, developed a lot of his theories, and some people often mistake Hubble for the person who invented that. But it was this priest who used his talents. Having seen violence, having seen death, what can I do to do good in this world? So we need to fight that temptation when things go wrong to say, "Well, it's not worth anything." The Christian always has hope and does good things. And the final example is of this Protestant priest who was the youngest U-boat captain, the submarine captain in the German army of World War I. But having seen all the horrors of war, he went into the seminary, and he was the one who authored that famous statement that I would like to quote now. "First they came for the socialist, and I did not speak, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionist, but I did not speak, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak, because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." So this one thing, this one thought about God and our responsibility, always be an optimist. Always be a person who says, "I have a mission from God." Try not to be a cynic, a complainer, someone who just diagnoses eternally the problem. "This is bad, this is bad, this is bad." That famous quotation should come back to you. Either you are part of the solution or you are part of the problem. And telling me about "I have a headache" doesn't cure it. So let's be those optimistic Christians who see things that need fixing, and we become part of the solution. Christos Christaicha.